This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine says more than 260 of its fighters have been evacuated from the Mariupol steel mill. AP correspondent Mike Rossi has those details.
Ukraine's military says more than 260 Ukrainian fighters were evacuated Monday from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol and taken to areas under Russia's control. Deputy Defense Minister Anna Malyar said 53 of the fighters who were seriously wounded were taken to a hospital in Novosovsk, east of Mariupol. An additional 211 fighters were evacuated to Olenivko through a humanitarian corridor. There was no immediate word on whether the wounded would be considered prisoners of war. Malyar added it is impossible to unblock the Azovstal steel plant by military means, and missions are underway to rescue the fighters who remain inside the plant. I'm Mike Gracia.
The white gunman charged in a deadly racist rampage inside a Buffalo supermarket did not need to travel abroad for tactical training, nor did he need to join an organization of like-minded militants who shared his world views. Alan Payton Gendron needed on his path to radicalization was exposure on the internet to a stew of hate-filled conspiracies, peddled in some cases by white killers whose massacres he had extensively researched online. The 18-year-old now stands accused in a murderous assault that has left 10 black people dead, and the rant-filled diatribe attributed to him fits in an all-too-familiar profile, an aggrieved white man driven to violence by racist extremism. There is more at voanews.com. This is